Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
It takes one good deed to make someone's day. But for the Kenai middle schoolers, they've done enough good deeds to make the day better for 58 homeless individuals. According to Kenai Middle School nurse Dixie St. John, she's proud of how the students were able to work together with one another to really make a difference for those in need. But St. John isn't only just a school nurse. She's also the adult supervisor for the Sources of Strength for Kenai Middle School. The program Sources for Strength is a youth suicide prevention program which teaches kids how to tap into the positive things in their lives. This can be things like mentors, friendships, spirituality, music, and more.
We do campaigns, so generosity is one of them. And so when you're struggling on the inside, focus on what you can do on the outside. And so that's one of the tools that you can focus on. So rather than dwelling on what you don't have, it teaches kids to focus on the things that they can do and they do have control over.
Within this campaign, St. John had an idea to have the students host a competition between the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders to see who could create the most amount of care bags for homeless individuals. The victory went to the 6th graders, but the real winners is everyone who participated in the campaign. There were two types of bags created, one for men and the other for women. The men were able to receive 34 bags, while the women received 24. Some of the items that went into the bags include baby wipes, hygiene products, clean socks and underwear, a water bottle, and more.
Change for the Kenai gave us journals that have like an inspirational quote on them and a pen, because often, you know, maybe they need to be able to write information down and they don't have it.
The homeless bags will be distributed to the Office of Children's Services, the Food Bank, Kenai Alternative School, Lee Shore Center, Kenai Central High School, Mount View Elementary, and Love Inc. for the Homeless later this month. It looks like the local mayors have joined together to address the Cook Inlet energy needs. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
A coalition of city and borough mayors around the Cook Inlet, including Borough Mayor Peter Michicki, Soldotna Mayor Paul Whitney, and Kenai Mayor Brian Gabriel, has formed to address a looming energy shortage in the Cook Inlet Basin. Last summer, the Alaska Utilities produced a report which concluded that the state faces an energy crisis by 2027 if current production levels continue. In response, these local and regional leaders have come together to explore options to meet those needs while assessing costs and the availability of natural resources, with the intent to communicate their findings to their local constituency.
The primary mission of this group is sort of what you saw in 2009, to ensure that policymakers, companies, the administration is coming together on solutions to predict, first of all, what an accurate date of concern might be, and then put together a short, mid-term, and long-term plan on meeting the energy needs of South Central Alaska.
Said Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Michicki. 15 years ago, a similar coalition was formed under similar circumstances. At that time, a Cook Inlet gas shortage was also projected. Then Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan formed the Mayor's Energy Task Force to analyze the shortage and recommend short-term and long-term solutions. This group created an Energy Watch program to deal with emergency preparedness, worked closely with the 2010 Alaska Legislature, formed a technical working group, and eventually assisted the state and private sector in increasing Cook Inlet production by 80%. Currently, the Cook Inlet hosts several energy suppliers who Mayor Michicki says can play a role in the solution to potential shortages.
We have some local players that are right on the cusp of being able to produce some natural gas that will help supply in the short term.
For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.